Greg's here with the business news, and Porsche appears to be reshaping the European car industry, I suppose literally and metaphorically.
And metaphorically and in every way, it seems, Jim. The sports car group Porsche is raising its share in its much larger cousin Volkswagen from 31 to 50%, which would give it control of Europe's largest car maker. The two companies have strong historical links. The original 1938 VW Beetle was designed by Ferdinand Porsche, and his grandson, Ferdinand Piëch, is now the chairman of VW. Adding to an empire which already includes brands such as Audi, Skoda and Lamborghini, VW has also bought a majority share in the Swedish truck maker Scania, making it the continent's largest manufacturer of lorries. Simon Doris is an automotive expert from Lansdowne Consulting. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the purpose of this? What is Porsche trying to do?
I think the underlying driver here is that they're trying to create a European competitor for the most successful global automotive firms like Toyota.
Is it going to work then?
I think that's a big question, and I think the most interesting part of the moves of the last 4 months is in their attempts to bring on board the VW labour unions, which to date have been strongly resistant to any change within the way that the VW operates.
So they need to be more flexible, in other words.
Yes. Porsche have been very successful within their own business over the last 15 years, increasing flexibility and a positive working relationship with their unions. And some of the elements of that, such as performance-related pay, are difficult propositions for the VW unions to accept. And if Porsche can successfully bring the labour unions on board with those ideas, then they do have a good chance of creating a much more flexible and successful company.
Does Toyota have any credible competition at the moment?
Not really. they're far and away the largest. They've just become larger than GM. They're now the largest automotive company in the world, and the most profitable large scale company.
So this is a European attempt, in a sense, to rein back Toyota a bit, to try and create something on this side of the world that can actually do the same thing.
Yeah, the enlarged group that's now being created. The other thing that happened yesterday was that VW took control of Scania to combine with their MAN Trucks operation, and the combined group has approximately the same scale as Toyota. And as I say, the overall level of profitability within VW is much lower, and the proposition, I think, is that the Porsche management team would like to instill the ethos that they've created within Porsche, which focuses very, very, very much on brand management, cost efficiency and product quality.
And of course the two companies, Porsche and VW, do have very strong historical links. Do you think that'll make it easier, if you like, to transfer that Porsche culture?
There's a very strong Porsche family link here in both companies, but they've also got a very strong operational history at the moment as well. They cooperate in lots of different ways. For example, the platform of the new Porsche Cayenne SUV is shared with VW Touareg and Audi Q7.
In creating this very, very large European operation, are they going to run into any competition problems, or are the regulatory authorities going to take a look at it, do you think?
No, I don't think that's going to be an issue here. The overall market share within European markets is still relatively low.
The state of Lower Saxony is the second biggest shareholder in VW. Do you think it might try and do something to prevent this going ahead? I mean, do we know what their attitude is?
I think they're broadly positive towards it, and that's one of the things that's happened over the last few months. Around 3 or 4 months ago, the European Court of Justice struck down the law that protected VW from takeover, and it was expected that Porsche would move fairly quickly to then raise their stake to take outright control. That didn't happen. And in the interim 3 or 4 months, it seems that there's been lots of movement behind closed doors, with Porsche trying to build consensus with the other players, the state of Lower Saxony, and also with the labour unions. And there was a statement yesterday from the Premier of the state of Lower Saxony saying that he was broadly supportive of the Porsche takeover move.
We've seen very large get-togethers in the past coming undone very badly. I suppose Daimler Chrysler was the nadir of that. Yeah. Is there a danger that this combination could also unravel in a nasty fashion?
Very much so. It's always a difficult ask. I think they've managed the risk of that very well, given that they have such a close working relationship at the moment.
Well, we'll see what happens. Simon Doris from Lansdowne Consulting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.